Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Try to run. Try to hide. Well, you don't have to hide if you're the Eagles. Right now, you can just run.
Yeah.
Just run that football, Ruben Amar. Ruben, good morning.
Run it.
How are you, pal?
I'm great.
Good, man. So we got a lot of fills to get to today. James, this is one of those situations where there's so much happening. How do you fit it all in?
It's a great question, Jeff.
We have a major article with
major
quotes from Dave Dombrowski, excuse me, from John Middleton.
It's all we wanted. Thank you, John.
We haven't even been Yeah, we haven't even been able to get to it yet. We will. Obviously, a lot on the NFL trade deadline that went by yesterday with the Eagles doing nothing. Again, the Sixers with Joel suspended. Shil Kapadia will join us in about a minute. We do welcome Ruben Amar to the show this morning. Ruben, for the second time. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Big week.
Big week, man.
Yeah, I was excited about the Eagles, even though it was a little dicey.
Do you buy that they're definitely good?
They're definitely a good team.
I don't buy that they're definitely good. I think they are probably good. But if you notice, I say the word probably. I mean, I don't know, Ruben, if you heard this earlier. The four teams they beat in the last four games, combined record of 10-26.
Now, they're not playing great teams, but they're playing well enough to win in the NFL, which is important. I know that there was some question a couple years back as to how good they were because they were beating just okay teams. But, you know, they're super talented on offense. And the fact that they lost A.J. Brown and still played well and still did the things that they needed to do. Devontae Smith was ridiculous. And then, Saquon, just he's insane.
He's tremendous. All right, so look, the Eagles thing on the table, how good really are they? Do you tie in the evaluation of the team and what you think to the trade deadline? Like, part of why I guess I'm not that bothered that they didn't make a move at the trade deadline is I'm not convinced yet that they haven't convinced me yet. They might be good, might be really good, and maybe I'm wrong. But we'll see. All right, let's talk to Shil Kapadia. He joins us every single Wednesday morning. And, of course, Shil doing just tremendous work, working for The Ringer. You can follow him at Shil Kapadia on Twitter, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Shil.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy. So, Shil, let's just start with a broad question, and then we'll go specific on the game film. I know you've had a chance to review the last film since the Eagles played. So are you convinced that they're definitely good? And if so, do you think Howie messed up by not making a trade deadline move?
It depends how we define good. I think they're an above average team. I think they're in the mix in the NFC. You look at their record, 6-2, they've beaten the Packers. So I think they're definitely a good team. I don't know if they're a great team. I wouldn't pick them right now if you said, hey, give me one team that's going to come out of the NFC. So that's kind of how I view where they are right now. In terms of the trade deadline, I didn't see an obvious move that was made by another team where I say, oh, my gosh, the Eagles should have jumped on that. You know, I think the biggest area of need was probably pass rush, probably edge rusher, and a couple of those guys got moved, but they were veterans. They weren't, you know, necessarily needle movers. So if they would have made one of those moves, I would have said, okay, I understand. But I'm not crushing them for not making one of those.
And John, you disagree with that?
I would have liked, something similar. It seems like if guys are being pried loose from other teams, guys who have success getting quarterbacks on their backs for 6th and 7th round picks, why Why couldn't we go get one? I know that it feels like sitting around waiting for Huff to do anything is foolish.
Well, that's not going to work. I mean, Sheila, it strikes me historically that guys that get traded at the trade deadline are either old or about to be a free agent. And so there's a risk either way because, you know, if you draft a kid, fifth-round pick, let's just say, I mean, you get him for 5 years. And one of these guys at the trade deadline, a lot of times you only get him for 8 or 9 games. I mean, that to me is something to consider when you make a decision of whether to make a trade or not.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Is it a rental or is it somebody who's signed for the next 2 years, 3 years, or whatever? And then you look at that position of edge rusher. So say you bring someone in like Za'Darius Smith, you know, now are you sort of benching Nolan Smith? Are you taking snaps away from him? Is he a first-round pick who you feel like is developing and going in the right direction? So I understand all the factors there. Again, I was kind of on the fence with those moves at edge rusher. I think they could have made one, but I'm not killing them. I don't think that's going to be the difference on whether they, you know, get to the NFC Championship or beyond.
So, Sheila, let's talk about the Eagles' offense. Since that last game, you've had a chance to review the film. And not just that one game, but over the last couple here, what are you seeing different with the Eagles' offense? Obviously, it's clear they're running the ball a lot more. And how sustainable is it? And I'll just throw that. I know I'm throwing three questions at once at you, but I wonder how much longer it'll be until opposing defenses stack the box against the Eagles, just try to force the numbers to work against the Birds and force the Eagles to pass it more. Do you think that's coming soon?
Yeah, well, not only are they running the ball more, it is an extreme. If you look at the last 4 weeks here in the NFL since they had the bye, they are the most run-heavy team on early downs in the entire NFL. First and second down, no team in the NFL is running the football at a higher rate than the Eagles, and they're doing it really well. And so to your point, Joe, I think you're seeing them add in some layers, saying, all right, this is kind of the base, this is the foundation, this is the identity, but what can we have off of this? And so in this game, you saw them add the under center play action. They used that more in this game than they had in any game under Nick Sirianni since he became the head coach. So I think it's about continuing to add those layers. Yeah, I know it is. We've been calling for that, John, for what, 2 years, 3 years now? That sprinkle some of this in, and you saw some of that in this game. So I think you have to keep adding those layers for this to be.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Sustainable.
So the wide receivers that we have other than Devontae, we've seen it be a problem when AJ goes down with injury. Right now, what do we have at our third wide receiver? Jahan Dotson, I still don't really know. We saw more Johnny Wilson, but we see him get out there and get penalized at times. Aeneas Smith, I know he's fast and we're using him sometimes, but it doesn't seem like he's making an impact. What's our third wide receiver situation?
Yeah, I think that, you know, all those guys have very different skill sets. You know, Jahan Dotson had the acrobatic catch. He's sort of a guy who's played more in the NFL, although he hasn't done much for the Eagles this season. Johnny Wilson in this game, as a blocker, like when they're throwing those screens to the perimeter, I mean, he pancaked the linebacker
That's
in this game.
That's awesome.
And I actually saw some reps in this game where the ball didn't go his way, but he ran a couple of really nice routes in this game. So he's somebody I've got my eye on a little bit, and it seems like they like Anaya Smith. as sort of that gadget guy. I haven't, you know, totally seen it with the jet sweeps and the screens and those types of things. So I think it's going to depend on the game plan, depending on kind of what they're calling, those types of things, because those are three very different wide receivers.
And Grant Calcaterra, while he's been stepping in for Goddard, how well has he done film study-wise? How good is he?
I like him as a pass catcher. I'm not telling you, you know, he's the next Rob Gronkowski or anything, but he can get open. He can win some one-on-ones, and he can pick up some yards after the catch. Now, the issue with Calcaterra is that he's a liability in the run game. I mean, he's getting blown up still on a lot of these run plays. So do you give the defense a little bit of a tell when he's out there at times? But I listen, he's held up better than I thought he was going to hold up in terms of a backup tight end.
All right, hideous mustache.
Hey, Shield, final thing here, man, because it's the main thing, Hurts. How much better in the last couple games does he look to you than the first couple? And how far, how much are you convinced that he's back or near back?
No, you know, I didn't think this game was as good as the Bengals game, kind of as close to as good as the Bengals game. I thought there were some ups and downs in this game. He's still throwing the ball downfield with great accuracy. I think the biggest issue with Jalen Hurts right now is kind of trusting it. When it's there, pulling the trigger, cutting it loose, and making the play that's kind of supposed to be there. You know, there are examples in this game where he's just turning down throws that I think most quarterbacks, I don't know if I should say most quarterbacks, the good quarterbacks in the NFL that Jalen Hurts is, you would expect them to kind of make those throws and not hold on to the football or go elsewhere with the football. So I think teams are going to continue to ask the Eagles, hey, are you willing to throw the football to the middle of the field? We're going to put safeties on the outside over your wide receivers. And is Jalen Hurts willing to make those throws? I think that's the big question with him here going forward. So this film for Hurts, for me, was not as good as the previous week against the Bengals. So it's been a little bit uneven, even though the numbers were very good.
That's very interesting. I that's certainly something I would not have known without hearing you say it. So, all right. Because, Shil, I do know, I mean, the one thing I did know for sure, he was late on the 4th-and-3 throw to AJ. If he throws that earlier and times it up better, that's an easy completion and a conversion, and then less criticism of Sirianni. He waited way too long to throw that one.
It's a great example, and that specifically, like, those are the kinds of things you're seeing maybe 5-6 times throughout the course of a game. Then I think if he gets those things cleaned up, then the offense could be really interesting.
All right, Shil, good stuff, bud. We'll talk to you next week. We appreciate you changing the time today as we juggled some stuff around. Shil, stay well and enjoy the games up ahead this weekend. Thanks, bud.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
You got it, man. Shil Kapadia.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.